Newest Salt Lake City star, Isaiah Thomas, on his pro hoops return after dropping 30 on the Texas Legends. Plus, three rookies, three thoughts. Keontae George, Taylor Hendricks, Bryce Sensabaugh. That and more. This is Round Ball Roundup on UtahJazz.com. I'm JP Chunga on the Utah Jazz Podcast Network, presented by First Colony Mortgage, the official mortgage lender of the Utah Jazz, and MLS number 3112, Equal Housing Lender. Three rookies, three thoughts. Starting with Keontae George. Keontae's the one Will trusted first. He's the one that's been playing the most. Sadly, he hasn't been available the last two games. Gonna make his return against Denver tonight, but he was virtually out Monday against the Wizards. Tried to give it a go with the illness. Wasn't able to finish the game, but still. So, pointing to last time they played real minutes and in a really good game, I was on the radio postgame for this, and I went off on how pivotal of a game that it was to see development and see good players play against the Jazz's rookies, Miami. That was close. It was high level. It was intense. And it was something that you could see, like, actual gains out of the players. Keontae, he's had so much confidence this year by getting playing time. But you've seen him grow in confidence with his shot. He's starting to shoot more. He's getting those 10-plus three-point attempts. Had it against Miami, had it against Golden State. So he's starting to let it fly a little bit more. And then the passing has been really good. We all know it. I think about that one play against the Clippers where he slips it through two defenders. And to myself, I think there are only two players in the last couple years that the Jazz have had that can make that pass. And it's Mike Conley, Donovan Mitchell. Add Keontae George to that list. His passing is high level. Now, are you worried about the shooting percentages? No. It's a rookie. It's what rookies do. Kind of comes with the territory. But when you're looking at, and I'm picking nits here. That Miami game, the thought coming out of it has to be the telegraph turnover. Third quarter, Jazz opened the half, turning the ball over. He's fatigued after bringing the ball up so much, and it is fatiguing when you have to be the guy who's always on top of it. You're telling people where to go. You're making all the lead guard decisions, and you just want to get off the ball. And so he tries to get a bounce pass to Colin Sexton, and Terry Rozier pick sixes go the other way. That needs to get out of his diet. He had three in that quarter. And if you were watching that game, the Jazz had had so much success in the first half, led at halftime, because they didn't give the ball away. They had one turnover in the first half. And in the second, nine, three of which were Keontae's in the third quarter. It's taxing to be a lead guard, but cutting those turnovers out of his game, that's a next step. Taylor Hendricks, he hasn't played really since Saturday as well. Got injured in the Wizards game. Hopefully he plays this Tuesday against Boston. I want to see the rookies play against these two NBA Finals hopefuls in Denver and Boston. But Saturday was really good for Taylor Hendricks. He's getting a PhD in defending. And there's no better teacher than Jimmy Butler. I don't know how many players you would rather take than him in a close game, but it can't be more than 10. He set Taylor up in the fourth quarter where he looked like he was playing possum on the perimeter, looked disinterested. I'm not going to get the ball back. And then he does. And he blows by Taylor Hendricks. He earns an and one. And he takes the momentum of the game. That's Jimmy Butler. He's going against Taylor Hendricks. And Taylor, in the first half, was doing really good things. He was using his length. He was getting a block. He got a block on Jimmy Butler. There's no substitute for playing against a guy like that. When he's getting into his mode, he's getting ramp up time. He's preparing for the playoffs. No, I don't think that these minutes, if they came in November, would be the same as now going against Jimmy Butler when he's getting ready for postseason. He forced him into tough shots, and Jimmy's going to make tough shots. Made a couple to win the game for him. But Taylor Hendricks is not going in the shallow end of the pool. They are throwing him out there and seeing what he has. And he's had flashes. Durant, Wembanyama, Bogdanovich. Add Jimmy Butler to that list that he's had to guard. I hope he gets an opportunity against Tatum next week. And Bryce Sensabaugh, final rookie. First start against the Bulls, but for me, the important one is his first closing time against Chicago. Hear what Will had to say about Bryce's minutes that night.
Yeah, I thought he did a good job. You know, we're obviously playing mostly in those moments through JC and Colin. He made a really tough pull-up going left, which I thought was a big play for us. He definitely didn't look shy. So, you know, that coupled with, you know, his execution at the end, you know, doing what he was supposed to do on those last two plays, you know, I think Bryce showed some maturity being out there at the end of the game and, you know, definitely not looking out of place. Like, I mean this in a good way. I didn't notice Bryce at the end of the game. And generally when you're not running actions through somebody, not noticing them can mean that they're doing their job very well.
So it isn't overly flattering to say I didn't notice you. But for a rookie who wasn't playing earlier this year, to go against DeMar DeRozan, Kobe White, who's on a tear, Chicago, who's trying to win. They're in the play-in race. He fit in. Clutch bucket over Kobe White. There's a level of scoring that he's always going to bring. He has calm. He didn't look out of place or like he was doing too much. And that's something you can't say about Bulls assistant Chris Fleming. But Sensabaugh, the idea is that he projects to a solid rotation player. Double-digit scoring, additive offensively. If you think about trading Ochai, it might as well be a bet on Sensabaugh. There was a logjam at the position. He now gets minutes, and you think that he can provide more than what you were getting. He didn't back down when he was playing against the Bulls. That's three rookies, three thoughts. Five stars, nice reviews. That's all I ask of you. Let others know that you're listening to the podcast. Isaiah Thomas, Salt Lake City star. I went out of the game on Thursday. I walked in, and of course, there was a Celtics fan walking in with me. They care about him. And he's up there with Boston legends of years past. It doesn't matter that he was there for only 2 years. He made a difference. This would be cool to see him play in the G League. I'm actually be calling his third game Tuesday against the Wisconsin Herd. Check it out on Jazz Plus. But this dude was a top five MVP candidate in 2017. At his peak, he was awesome. Even on Thursday, when I went to the game, he had those flashes. He just knows how to get somebody reaching, go to the free throw line. He can still shoot. I'm looking forward to, you know, he said in his walk-off interview, this is going to be easy 40s once he gets his legs. And I want to see it. I hope I call it on Tuesday. You know? And also, pretty cool full circle moment. Celtics will be in town that day too. Crazy how the timing works. But listen to him. It's Isaiah Thomas. He wants to get back in the NBA. And the Stars are going to be a part of that journey. So enjoy. It's Isaiah Thomas on Roundball Roundup. How are you feeling after that performance and getting back on the floor for a professional team?
It felt good. Like, I'm super thankful for the opportunity. It felt amazing to be out, you know, to be on the team again and to have that camaraderie and to just compete at a high level. I had a lot going on the last couple of days just with, you know, getting here and having all the little doctor's appointments and then doing the little blood testing all yesterday. So I had a lot, and, you know, the elevation caught up to me last night. But overall, it felt really good to be out there. I'm a little rusty, but I know once I get my rhythm, it'll be like riding a bike.
I was going to say, you mentioned that your legs were feeling it a little bit the ensuing interviews that you did.
For sure.
What is the rest and recovery process? How do you feel physically going into this year? Because I'm sure you're trying to get to a point where you can play NBA games.
Yeah. I'm good for the most part, but nothing translates to, you know, professional game. Like, I can work out each and every day, 2-3 times a day. I could do all of that, but then you get in the game and that still doesn't translate to an NBA game, a G League game. It doesn't matter what level of basketball. It's just different. So, you know, it'll take a few days to just adjust and get back to playing, getting up and down, getting hit with screens and all the little things that comes along with the game. So, you know, I'm just taking it day by day. I got my treatment today. I got my recovery today. So my body's feeling really well and ready to just, you know, keep playing and showcase everything I can.
What was the process of ramping yourself up to play pro games? You were still doing pro-ams, 50 points in the crossover. You were still getting it done on that end. But what were you doing in other parts?
Just working out daily, like just staying ready as possible, keeping my skills as sharp as possible. But that's just a way of life for me. So it wasn't like I did anything different. It was just daily, just getting to the gym, working out, taking care of my body, eating right, and knowing that an opportunity would come, just not knowing when it would. And then when it came, it's like I said, it's like riding a bike. You just got to, you know, get off the little rust that I have. And once I get my rhythm back, the game would be even easier.
You said you found out while you were working out, while you were on a basketball floor, that you were going to have this opportunity?
Yeah, I was actually walking in the gym. I was walking in the University of Washington. That's where I work out each and every day. And, you know, I got a call, and then it was all she wrote after that.
How did it come about, and how grateful are you that you're getting this chance to show yourself for NBA teams?
I'm super grateful. I'm super grateful for the GM of the Stars, Marquise. I'm super grateful for the head coach and Steve, you know, just giving me an opportunity and also knowing that what I'm working for. Like, the ultimate goal is to get back in the NBA, to get on the NBA roster and at least play a few more years. But they've welcomed me with open arms the last couple of days. They allowed me to showcase my skills last night. They want me to be me. They want me to be able to, you know, give my experiences to the younger guys and then show them how to be professional each and every day. And that's something that I do no matter if you ask me to do it or not. That's just who I am. So that's what I'm here to do, and obviously showcase my skills and what I can do to help an NBA team and then just compete at a high level each and every day.
Tell me about that experience, because I'm sure everybody is asking you questions about your path, your journey. How can it help a locker room, this locker room, and then an NBA locker room that you're looking forward to?
I think my career, my story is there's not a lot out there that's like mine. Like, I've been through every situation in my 11 years in the NBA, whether it be a guy that gets DMPs, a guy that's been a six man, a starter, a franchise player. Like, a lot of guys haven't been in all those roles. So my experience is everything to these younger guys. You know, when I got here, a couple of them were like, man, I used to love watching you in high school. Like, they made me feel so old, but it was just super dope because they know my story. They know what I'm about. And I obviously can still do it at a high level. So I think that helps as well. I'm not just one of those guys that at the end of the bench that, you know, is talking about my experiences. I'm able to continue to show them as well. And I think that's huge. Like, that's the respect level for these younger guys is like, if you can't show it, it's hard for them to relate to what you're saying, no matter if what you're saying is right. Like, if you can still show it, that's what they kind of relate to more than just talking about it. So I'm able to do a little bit of both, and I think that's the luxury of having a guy like myself, whether it be in a G League locker room, an NBA locker room, it doesn't matter. I can make an impact each and every day without even scoring the basketball.
How useful is the G League for not only your situation, but other guys who are getting experience at that level and making the jump to the NBA?
I mean, it's the closest thing to the NBA. You know, obviously you got the overseas route, but that's tough for a lot of people. The G League is the JV of, you know, high school. So you just got to wait your turn a little bit. It's a grind. It's a slow grind for sure. You know, a lot of the things on the day-to-day basis are a little different, but at the end of the day, it's basketball, and it's professional basketball, and you got to respect that. And everybody has the ultimate goal of being on the NBA roster, so it's super cool to watch each and everybody's journeys and you know, to see, you know, how long it takes for them to get there, to reach their goal.
Your former G League head coach was there to support you, Jason Terry. What's it like to see him now not only go from G League head coach, but do the thing that he's trying to do, which is become a NBA head coach? He's on NBA bench right now.
That's my brother. I've known his dad coached me since I was in fifth grade. Mm-hmm. So it's like, Jet means everything to me. Like, if there's two people in the basketball world that I give everything to, and that's Jamal Crawford and Jason Terry. Like, without them, I wouldn't be in the situation I'm in right now. Without them, I wouldn't have the career I had, 11 years in the NBA. Like, they mean so much more. They mean so much to me, and that's everything. You know, he took his time to come out and see me hoop. But that's just like old times, when he was coming to my college games, when he was seeing me in high school, when he would come when his dad was coaching me in middle school. Like, that's just who he is, and someone, you know, I give the most respect to.
And that's that Washington connection, because you guys have secretly like one of the best basketball cultures around.
Yeah, and everybody's like that from that area. Everybody is like a real brotherhood, that everybody supports everybody no matter what, no matter if it's an NBA game or a backpack giveaway we got in the city. It doesn't matter. Everybody's has that brotherhood mentality.
Or the crossover.
Shout out to the crossover.
50 points in the crossover.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's easy work.
How was it? What does it feel like when you're in the zone?
You know, for me, it just feels like I'm just in the gym by myself. You know, just like I was as a little kid at the YMCA by myself, shooting hoops. When you get in that zone, it's like you don't even hear the crowd. You don't even see everybody around. And, you know, everybody doesn't get those moments. So those are really special moments. And, you know, I'm gonna get one of those moments again soon.
Now, let me tell you about First Colony Mortgage. They've been serving the lending needs of Utah for more than 35 years. As a mortgage banker, First Colony Mortgage offers advantages over other lenders. Not only do they process mortgages, they also underwrite, fund, and close mortgage loans all in-house. Their expert team is ready to help you with your home financing needs. Just check them out. First Colony Mortgage, the official mortgage lender of the Utah Jazz. Why basketball? Why this sport as opposed to any other one?
I mean, before I loved anything, I loved the basketball.
Okay.
And it brings a smile to my face. It's never felt like work. It's never felt like it's been hard. It's just something, obviously I've been really good at it since I was young, but like everything about the game of basketball I love. And I know until that goes away, like, I'm gonna give it everything I have, no matter if it's in the G League, back in the NBA, because I know I will be back there at some point, or back at the crib hooping with my kids. Like, it doesn't matter. That feeling is just the same.
Slow grind, you're wearing it right now. Tell us about what you're doing with that.
Slow grind, it's a lifestyle. It's my brand. I have a production company that, you know, does short documentaries, that does movies. And when I was hurt years ago, like, I came up with the name and the brand because like my life was really a slow grind while I was hurt. Like nothing was moving fast. Day by day, I had to take everything day by day. And I came up with that, and it just stuck with my journey. It stuck with my story. And then we got a clothing line as well. We got a website. We got a book as well called Hoop Heist. It's about the Sonics being taken from Seattle and the basketball culture of the Pacific Northwest. We published that, I think that was in 2021. So we're just trying to hit every lane, you know, trying to take advantage of every opportunity we have, and just know the showcase that, you know, life is a slow grind. Whether it's basketball, all walks of life is the definition of what slow grind is, and it's just anything you want isn't going to come fast.
How do you want this chapter of the Salt Lake City Stars for you to go? In the NBA, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to end with me being on the NBA roster.
Yeah.
So no matter if it takes a couple games, what do we got, 8 or 9 games left? I'm here, locked in, ready for whatever.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and you'll be able to follow it on Jazz Plus. Anywhere you watch the Salt Lake City Stars games, he's the newest Salt Lake City Star, Isaiah Thomas, on Round Ball Roundup. Thank you so much for taking the time.
I appreciate you having me.